This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
Well, it's Hamas that failed this pause, and the reason is it's still holding 15 women, two children. One of them is a 10-month baby.
That is the ambassador to the UK, the Israeli ambassador to the UK on Sky News. Wounded Palestinians were rushed to Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis after an Israeli bombardment of areas in the southern Gaza Strip. Israel then began a new ground offensive near Khan Yunis. Bloodied casualties, including children, driven to the medical complex by ambulance and carried in, where the staff started treating them. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. For the first time, the UN COP Climate Change Summit, number 28 now taking place in Dubai, has addressed the impact that climate change has on human health.
Our warming planet is expanding the range of mosquitoes which carry dangerous pathogens like dengue, chikungunya, Zika, and yellow fever into places that have never dealt with them before.
That is Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who says there's a host of health issues like cholera outbreaks associated with the burning of fossil fuels. It's estimated now that 7 million people die each year from air pollution alone. At least 20 people have been killed by floods after heavy rain in the Manyara region of northern Tanzania. According to the Ministry of Health on Sunday, there have been a host of climate